Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. Beachbody's website claims that Insanity is the hardest workout ever put on DVD. But I gotta wonder, does that make it the best workout or even an effective one? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. The Beachbody Insanity program is, well, I'd say not for the faint of heart. Invented by Sean T, this 60-day workout program is designed to push you past your limits with cardio, plyometric drills, and intervals of strength, power, resistance, and core training. The marketing emphasizes that no equipment or weights are needed and that you don't have to be in extreme shape to do it. Yes, that's what it says, extreme shape. Now, I'm not going to lie. Having tried this workout myself, I can attest that the Insanity program is definitely not for everyone. In fact, the warm-up alone is harder than many of my entire workouts. Now, in my opinion, as a coach who's worked with hundreds of clients at this point, this is a serious workout for people who are already very fit. With a focus on max interval training that may intimidate even some seasoned fitness pros, this workout is not for someone who is new to formal fitness training, nor is it for someone who is just building or rebuilding their fitness. So, it's a tough workout. What's wrong with that? Well, the problem is that this type of maximum intensity comes at a greater risk of injury. Along with a solid base level of fitness, you also need to have good form and technique. And even though the video does a decent job of demonstrating each movement, unless you have a mirror handy or a friend who can keep an eye on your form, as fatigue sets in, your form will suffer and pain will ensue. But okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. More on that later. Throughout the Beachbody Insanity workouts, you alternate between explosive cardio drills, power and resistance moves, and plyometrics, with some core and balance moves sprinkled in for good measure. And in theory, that is a good thing. The diversity of moves means that Beachbody Insanity checks the majority of the boxes for what I would consider a well-rounded workout program. The problem is that in most traditional interval training workouts of this length, and most of the Insanity workouts are nearly an hour long, the focus is on longer periods of moderate exercise with short periods of high intensity exercise peppered in. For instance, a traditional interval training workout might have you soft pedaling on a bike for a minute, followed by sprinting as hard as you can for 20 seconds. Now, this is the way we get the closest results to the lab experiments that show us how effective a high-intensity interval training workout can be. But with Insanity workouts, it's the reverse. Long periods of high-intensity exercise followed by short periods of recovery. Now, to be fair, there is some solid logic behind this. Let's say you simply go out running a few days a week at a moderate intensity, or what I call comfortably uncomfortable, without changing your intensity along the way. As your body gets used to this intensity, you will quickly hit a plateau. And sure, you will get more efficient at running at that particular pace, but not much else will happen. On the other hand, when you add the type of high-intensity exercise that comes with Insanity, performing at 80% of your maximum heart rate or more for long periods of time, you can indeed see faster gains. But at what cost? For most of us, exercising above 80% of your maximum heart rate, well, it isn't fun. Although working out in this red zone can have some advantages, it is really quite unnecessary for overall good health. Now, research has shown that exercising at a moderate intensity most days of the week results in benefits like lower blood pressure and lower cholesterol, along with improved fitness. So, unless you really enjoy that high level of intensity, this intensity of exercise is not what I would call a good bang for your buck. Now, according to the Beachbody Insanity website, there are 10 insane workouts, including a fitness test, plyometric cardio circuit, cardio power and resistance, cardio and abs, core cardio and balance, and a max interval circuit. All the workouts range between 20 to 80 minutes. Many of the workouts follow the same basic template, including some type of high-intensity exercise for 3 minutes, followed by 30 seconds of rest. Now, I should note that 30 seconds is not enough time to really recover, but that's likely the point of a workout that's called Insanity, in all caps. Now, because of this, I have to wonder if Beachbody Insanity isn't more of a mental workout than it is a physical one. The extremely limited recovery time after such high-intensity exercise makes for ridiculously hard workouts. And with workouts this challenging, well, I worry that the whole program will leave users unwilling or perhaps even unable to live an active lifestyle outside of their dedicated, insane exercise time. Now, personally, I place a lot more importance on what you can accomplish during the other 23 hours of the day when you're not sweating in front of your TV. The program also includes a basic meal plan, which will undoubtedly help participants reach their weight loss goals. Now, based on the marketing for the program, Insanity seems to focus disproportionately on weight loss as a goal, as opposed to other benefits of the workouts like added strength, mobility, and improved health. I would guess that up to 80% of weight loss results you may see from this program would be due to the meal plan, with only about 20% coming from the actual exercise program. Now, losing weight due to diet changes isn't uncommon for a program that incorporates both nutrition and exercise advice. Now, most weight loss, especially the type that lasts, comes from dietary changes and not from exercise alone. This is why I spend so much of my time trying to separate the joy of movement from the number of calories you burn, and why I encourage my listeners to focus on the truly wonderful benefits of getting more movement into your day. The meal plan includes all the usual meal components: carbohydrates, vegetables, whole grains, fruits, and fats. But it also includes their very own branded Shakeology meal replacement shakes. And while I am guilty of keeping a canister of whey protein in my pantry, I do not consume it daily or even weekly. Real food nutrition is the best foundation for good health, and from what I can tell, the shakes in this plan are simply there to bulk up the calories, which could be achieved without a shake, by simply increasing the portion size of the meal itself. Now, speaking of increasing portion sizes, the Elite Nutrition Plan is based on eating 5 meals per day. Now, why? Well, possibly because of some antiquated and unscientific idea that eating more meals per day helps you keep your metabolism revved. But on the contrary, Monica Reinagle, the nutrition diva, you may have heard her podcast here on Quick and Dirty Tips, has an article that's called "Can You Lose Weight by Eating More Often?" And that article concludes, "Eating more frequently, in and of itself, is unlikely to have a measurable effect on your metabolism or abdominal fat. And if you do favor more frequent meals, be careful that eating more frequently doesn't lead you to eat more than you need." And that advice came without any added shakes. All right, I think the best part of any review is getting to the list of pros and cons. So here we go. The pros. It's a zero guesswork program. Everything is laid out for you. So if you're someone who doesn't like having to think about their workouts, well, this can be alluring. And they make it easy to get started. There are no fancy dance moves or tricky choreography. You also don't need any gear or special outfits. Now, in the cons column, it's a zero guesswork program. And yes, this is a con as well as a pro. A one-size-fits-all approach doesn't do an individual participant any favors, and there's no way to know how quickly you will recover, what other stresses will impact your performance, or how your sleep, your mood, or your health will turn out on any given day. So any program that's laid out so specifically makes my inner coach kind of cringe. Even the National Strength and Conditioning Journal has gone on record stating, and I quote, "Is there a single perfect workout? A workout with the best weight training, plyometric, flexibility, and endurance exercises? A workout with the precise number of sets and repetitions? A workout that tells athletes exactly how much weight to use?" The answer is no. Also on the con side of the list is, it's expensive. The on-demand pricing is a little confusing. Their cheapest three-month program starts at $49, without all the shakes. And there are tiers all the way up to $186, and that includes the shakes, but please don't buy the shakes. But if you still have a DVD player at home, which I don't, you can buy them for $145 on Amazon. Now, also on the cons list is, well, HIIT is HIIT is HIIT. Insanity is not a magical formula for fitness. It's just an extreme form of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. And when it comes down to it, you can get the same basic results for free by running up and down a set of stairs. Also in the cons list is, well, you can get hurt. Most of the exercises are high impact and high intensity, which means there is a risk of, say it with me, too much too soon for many of us fitness mortals. Also in the cons list is, it's kind of boring. Most of the workouts follow the same template. This makes them easy to remember, but the whole routine gets pretty dull after a while. Continuing on down the cons list, plyometrics are not for circuits. Dr. Yuri Verkhoshansky, who is said to have invented plyometric exercises, does not advocate using plyometric training when an athlete is fatigued, because this would be counterproductive to this form of training. And the final con on my list is that there is no exit strategy. There's no educational component to either the exercise or the meal plan. So when you're done, you're done. That means you'll be left floundering and searching for the next fad workout to latch onto. Or, more often, it means going back to previous habits and lifestyle choices that result in losing fitness and slowly regaining any lost weight. So, my bottom line is, instead of signing up for an extreme program like this and swallowing it like yucky medicine, I suggest looking for something more sustainable, more permanent, and more fun. Like the old saying goes, give a person a workout plan and they'll get sweaty, teach a person to exercise and they will stay sweaty for life. Or something like that. All right, thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week because I have a special guest, a fellow named Mike Peel. You may have seen him on Instagram doing his hip-hop fit videos. He is a truly inspiring fellow, and you're going to love hearing from him. Now, Get Fit, Guys, written, narrated, and produced by me, Brock Armstrong, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. I'd also like to thank the rest of the team here at Quick and Dirty Tips, including Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, and Kathy Doyle. Now, it's been a while since I asked you guys to do this, but if you wouldn't mind going over to wherever you listen to this podcast and leaving a review or a rating, I would really love it. And if you don't want to do that, what's even more impactful is to just tell somebody about the podcast. Tell somebody that you work with, tell a family member, tell somebody walking down the street. I'd really appreciate it. It really is the most meaningful thing you could do for a podcaster like me, and I would deeply appreciate it. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Choose an exercise program that makes you feel good.